clear the tower. Every four computers now have primary control of critical vehicle functions.
Welcome back to Unshuck Yourself, powered by the Corpus Christi Originals Podcast Network. I'm your host, Ben DeLeon, and I'd like to start off this episode with a quick apology. It's been a while since I put out an episode. It wasn't for any huge reason other than I started writing a short story and kind of got lost in the process. I won't try and say that I don't have at least a small amount of delusions of grandeur about becoming a writer, someone good enough to be published. And while I don't think that this particular story is what's going to get me noticed, I do think that in order to get better at something, you have to put in the reps. So I started writing, and then I wrote more, and then I started having issues with where I wanted the story to go, so I spent time brainstorming, researching, and changing things over and over again. I honestly had no idea writing could be this much work. Then after the story was done, I was like, there should be more backstory here. So I started writing what some would call lore about the universe I was building. So now I had a story and I was building the lore behind the story. And that's when I finally realized how long it's been since I put out an episode. And I do know how important it is to maintain consistency when it comes to content creation. So again, I want to apologize for neglecting this podcast. But at least I can say I got something out of it. Even though I don't think much will come out of it when it's all said and done, I at least put in the work. So what does all this have to do with the title of this episode? Well, I've asked a few people to read my story and to give me their honest opinions. I ask for the brutal truth no matter how much they think I'll get offended or upset. A few offered their canned, not candid opinions, which I still appreciate, but it made me think how often we ask for truth, but we are always reluctant to give it if it means someone could get hurt. So in that spirit, today's quote is simple, uncomfortable, and probably gonna step on a few toes. But that quote goes, "Everyone wants the truth, but no one wants to be honest." At first glance, that sounds backwards, right? Most people say they value truth. We say we want transparency. We want authentic relationships. We want leaders who tell the truth, friends who tell the truth, partners who tell the truth. But there's a catch, isn't there? I mean, truth feels amazing when it confirms what we already believe. But real honesty gets difficult when it asks something of us. Because honesty doesn't just expose other people, it exposes us. And that's where most people quietly check out. Just think about how often people ask for honesty. They'll say things like, "Just tell me straight," or "Be real with me," or "Tell me what you really think." I mean, this sounds noble, right? But what we often mean is, "Tell me something that validates me. Tell me that I'm right. Tell me that they are wrong. Tell me I don't have to change." Because the moment honesty sounds like, "You've been avoiding this. You've made that decision. You're making excuses. You've been blaming circumstances." Suddenly, honesty feels rude. But honesty isn't cruelty. Honesty is clarity. And clarity is where growth starts. The fact that most people don't lie to others nearly as much as they lie to themselves, and that's not intentional. We quietly say, "I don't have time," when we mean it isn't a priority. We say, "I'm waiting for the right moment," when we mean I'm scared. We say, "I'm stuck," when sometimes the truth is, "I've gotten comfortable." And that's uncomfortable to admit, but in a way, it's also empowering. Because if you're honest enough to admit your part in something, you're powerful enough to change it. Dishonesty protects feelings. Honesty creates options. Now, don't misunderstand this. Being honest doesn't mean becoming brutal or antagonistic. There's a difference between honesty and weaponized criticism. Honesty says, this isn't working. Cruelty says, no, you're a failure. Honesty says, I need to change. Shame says, I am the problem. Good honesty is respectful. It doesn't destroy. It reveals. And when it's done right, it creates freedom. So here's your challenge this week. Ask yourself three questions. What truth have I been avoiding? What story am I telling myself that keeps me comfortable? What would I change if I became completely honest for the next 7 days? Not with everyone, just with yourself. Because self-awareness isn't found, it's practiced. I mean, everybody wants the truth, but few people want the responsibility that comes with honesty. But the people who grow, the people who heal, the people who build better lives, they stop treating truth like a weapon and start treating honesty like a mirror. So take one honest look this week. You might not like what you see at first, but you might finally see what needs to happen next. So for now, keep growing, keep questioning, and I'll see you next time on Unshock Yourself.